Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hey guys, how we doing and how's the day going? Thank you once again for joining me today on the Diary of a Conversationist. My name is Osara Gray Amayevo, and I'm super glad, excited, and delighted to have you here with me today. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for taking out the time to stop by and allow me just be in your mental space for the next couple of minutes. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the podcast. And if you're a returning listener, thank you for consistently coming back every single week, you know, to just hear my thoughts on certain issues and certain things. Yeah. By the way, welcome to November. How was the entirety of your October? How was it? All right. So, it's a couple of weeks to, you know, to the end of the year, right? And I think that as much as people tend to, you know, at the end of the year, people tend to, like, businesses as, oh, let's I'll close an account, you know, they're trying to take stock of how the entire year in various, like, at the various point or various quarters of the year, how it was for them business-wise. You know, their profit, their losses, you know. Yeah, I that's like all this, right? I think it's not too early to start doing, like, audit. And when I mean audit at this point, I'm not talking about just your financials, right? I'm talking about audit with regards to your emotions, you know, regards to your relationships. Yeah, I'm talking about that kind of audit. So, with that being said, today's topic is tagged, tell the truth. Tell the truth. And so, this particular conversation was born out of the conversation I had with someone earlier this week. And in the bit, as we were speaking, you know, the person in question, you know, started recounting things that a particular person had done to them. And you know, the shocking thing was that particular incident that they were holding on to and talking about was something that happened 10 years ago. Yo, and I was like, okay. And the funny thing was the fact that this person has never mentioned it to the other person in question. Like, the, you know, the offended has never mentioned it to the offender. And you know the funny part? They both act like they're in good terms. They can't talk about these things. They can't actually tell the truth about it. But you're not pleased about it. And at that point, it dawned on me that when people who are supposed to talk with each other about unresolved issues that they have with themselves, sooner or later, they start talking about, you know, those issues with other people that is not even the said person in question. And that doesn't solve the problem. And so when I say tell the truth, I'm talking about this from two different contexts. Tell the truth from the context of if you have unresolved issues, if you feel someone did something that, you know, ticked you off, like you find offensive or you found it, like you felt that it could do better because you had expectations of them. Communicate these expectations. You could communicate the expectations before it didn't seem like a disappointment. Or you can also communicate the said expectation after you have been disappointed. So it's before and after. You have the chance to be able to communicate these things. Yeah, tell the truth. So the first angle I'm talking about, tell the truth from, is if you feel someone has done something like, you know, that to you, you would term as they've disappointed you, they have let you down, they did not meet your expectations, be willing to tell the truth. Tell them that, you know, this is what I had hoped, but, you know, I didn't get it and all that. And so when we say tell the truth, sometimes it's not just relationship between, you know, opposite sex. It could be relationship between parents and children. It could be relationship between siblings. This particular incident I'm talking about, it's among siblings. It's not even among, like, people that are dating. It's among siblings. You know, and so that's like the one first side of telling the truth. Then the other angle I'm going to take it on today is the angle of, when I say tell the truth, actually be able to state how things are, not what, you know, you think or you perceive they should be like. Just be able to state it as they are. Sometimes I think people have been so deluded, or they've been so entangled in self-deception, that even when they look at the mirror and they try to view themselves from a distorted mirror, right, they don't even tell the truth that what they're seeing, the imagery that they're seeing being presented to them on the distorted mirror, is distorted. They say what they think. They think it should be the imagery that they should see. And that's totally wrong. And that's a function of you being, you know, being so self-deluded, you know. And self-deception is it's one of the worst kind of deception. Because what is and what you think it should be, they are two different paradigms. They are two different things. And until you come to that place where you are really honest, you can actually change things. And so today, those are like the two aspects or two angles I'm coming from with regards to telling the truth in relationships. Don't just say things because you know that's what the other person wants to hear. Tell it as it is. Tell it as it is. Okay, so I'll just give a classical example. So a particular case scenario. So there's two siblings. And one of them wanted to travel, and, you know, they live together and all that. One of them wanted to travel, and he had just sufficient amount that would take him from where he was to where he was going. And he had hoped that the other sibling was going to help out, right? Was going to help out. But he never asked, but he just hoped that, he just assumed that because they live together and the other person is aware of what it is that they're trying to do or achieve, they never asked. And so the other sibling didn't do anything about it. And so he's now pissed that the guy never did anything about it. And so it got me thinking, did you ask? No, you didn't ask. You just expected the other person to do something about it. And you're angry, you're displeased, you're sad about it, that the person never did anything about it, but you never asked. So always tell the truth. If you're disappointed, displeased, or discontent about the situation or, you know, about something with regards to your relationship with someone, tell them. And if you are at the other end or at the other angle and, you know, someone tells you that they are displeased, disappointed, or they have certain expectations of you, kindly tell the truth that, okay, I hear you, I see you, I understand. If it's something within your power that you can actually oblige them or do for them, let them know. Don't lead people on. When I say lead people on, people only think that it's just, you know, a relationship among, like, between the opposite sex that you lead people on. Don't let people have high hopes that you're going to do something for them when you, from the get-go, you know you're not going to overthink about it. Just let them know. Like, okay, I would love to do this, but at this point in time, I'm not really able to do this. You know, it may hurt them a bit, right? They might feel sad, feel bad about it, but they now know. And so it's not like you trying to string them along. Okay? So just tell the truth. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. It may be hard. It may seem hard. It may seem difficult, but tell the truth. Be willing to be vulnerable enough to actually tell people where you stand on certain things, on certain issues, you know. Yeah. And also be willing to forgive when necessary from both ends. Forgive when necessary. Forgive when necessary. Forgive when necessary. So, with that, I'd call it a wrap for today. Thank you so much for your time. I sincerely hope that you would take this and, you know, do an audit with yourself. Tell yourself the truth, brutal honesty. And if there are people that have, you know, disappointed you in time past, you know, you had expectations of them and all that, kindly let them know and be willing to listen to what they have to say. No judgment, no criticism, just be willing to listen. And when necessary, forgive. Because truth be told, we all need people in our lives to thrive. Yeah, so it's a wrap for me today. Thank you so much for staying with me this time. And I hope to see you in the next episode. Do have an amazing, beautiful, awesome day. Bye for now.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.